Thanks for joining us for the Wednesday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com. Tonight, you'll hear from the girls and boys head basketball coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Thunder Ridge. Catch your favorite basketball team in action with our Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 Lake and online, katycountry94.com. Let's get started with the Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chat with girls head coach Shauna Remus and boys head coach Ryan Eiler. The Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Wednesday at this time by Hanson Auction Realty of Beloit and by Angel Square in Beloit.
And welcome again to the Wednesday Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. We're joined by Shauna Remus, coach of the Beloit Lady Trojan basketball team. Coach, a couple games since we talked last as you went out to Minneapolis Thursday and won 35-28, and then up at Belleville on Tuesday, a 62-39 win in the rematch over Republic County. Going back to the Thursday game, you trailed 19-11 late in the second quarter and went on a 16-0 run through the end of the third quarter and got a little lead there and held on for a 7-point win in the end. Addie Budke led the way with 11 for you. Just how do you feel about the effort, especially defensively there at Minneapolis on Thursday night?
Yeah, I thought our defense was sound, and we had more turnovers than we would like to see, but we also forced quite a few turnovers. So I thought in the end, our rebounding and just defensive pressure against them was really good. And we were able to come away with a win, which was huge on the road in a big league matchup, but also just to kind of set us up for sub-state.
Republic County there on Tuesday, it was actually your biggest offensive output of the season with a 62-39 win. Cass Thompson had a career high 19 for you. Addie had 14, and then Peyton Remus scored 11, three in double figures for you. Just going up to Republic County, you know that they're struggling right now, but it's still a time to go take care of business and work on some things, right?
Yeah, and that I just love that gym. I mean, that it's so loud, and their band is phenomenal, and their crowd is great. And so they were getting a lot of energy off of that. I thought they played well. I mean, Republic County has improved a lot, and we struggled the first 3 minutes to score, and that's because of them. And I thought, they kind of controlled the game for a while, and then finally we were able to hit some shots and get ourselves to the free throw line, and then we just did some really nice things defensively as well, but. Going up there is not an easy task, regardless of the situation. And I thought our kids did a nice job staying focused and just coming away with a big win.
Makeup game on Thursday. You go out to Chapman. What stands out about their team this year?
Well, they're improving. I think they just knocked off Clay Center last night, and they've got some veteran players. They know, what they're doing, and it's going to be another good road test for us. And we're going to have to go take care of business. But defensively, we just need to stay sound because they do have some really good shooters and a post player that can really hurt you. So, we're just going to have to do what we do on defense and then win the glass and hit the boards hard. So, but it'll be another good test for us.
Quick turnaround Friday as well as you have Ellsworth coming to town. You beat them 45-23 the first time back on December 15th. I think that I remember doing that game, and that's kind of where you really started forging your defensive identity. What do you expect from Ellsworth here the second time around?
Well, they too are improving, and they have some really talented guards that can really, really light it up. And so we want to, expose our size and, make sure that we can play the game plan that we want. But Ellsworth can really, they can really hurt you, and they've really been improving here lately and play teams really close. So, we got two really tough games back to back. So the kids are going to really have to respond both nights if they want to come away with wins.
Shauna Remus, coach of the Beloit Lady Trojans here in our Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for being with us again this week, and good luck here in your next couple games to end the week.
Okay, thank you.
Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit is your one-stop destination for all your buying and selling needs. Whether you're a seasoned buyer or a first-time seller, they have you covered. Their expert team will guide you through the process, ensuring maximum exposure and top dollar for your asset. In the market to buy, their list of properties has something for everyone. But that's not all. Hanson Auction Realty specializes in estate sales, farm equipment, antiques, and more. Call Hanson Auction Realty 738-8932 or browse their website, hansonauctionrealty.com, to see upcoming auctions and available properties. Angel Square Incorporated has been family-owned and operated since 1998. Founded by Jolene and Russell Carter and owned and operated by Eric and Jamie Widrick and Austin and Montine Carter, ASI provides services for adults with intellectual developmental disabilities in a manner which promotes independence with the least amount of support necessary for satisfying the person's preferred lifestyle. ASI provides community home-based services to individuals and their families in Concordia, Beloit, and Salina. To learn more, call Angel Square at 785-243-2262.
And welcome back in our locker room chats. We're joined now by the head coach of the Beloit boys basketball team, Ryan Eilert, moving to 6-0 in league play, coach, with two wins since we talked last. Two dominant road victories over Minneapolis Thursday and Republic County on Tuesday, 58-21, 72-25, the scores respectively. Two games you were clearly a favorite in. Just how do you assess the team's performance in those two as you pick up a couple more wins?
Yeah, I thought our guys did a good job. We did things that we wanted to work on and still went out and kind of took care of business. And I thought we played as a team, even in those games. I don't feel like we've got anybody just trying to get their numbers. I think everybody's more, happier almost to set other guys up and able to execute some different things that we were trying to work on. And both games, I really just felt like we accomplished what we wanted to in those situations.
Chapman coming up next for you on Thursday. That's a game that was supposed to be played earlier this year, but you're making it up here with the makeup contest. When you look at what Chapman brings to the table, what are their strengths and what are your concerns about them?
Well, they've got a good team. It's kids that have been playing varsity for a couple of years now, and they've got a good inside-outside combination with some kids that can shoot it. And so they've come a long way. I feel like improved a lot throughout the year, and it's going to be a challenge for us to go over and get a win on the road.
Ellsworth then on Friday. They come to your place. You played them already once this year. That was way back December 15th. You beat them by 11, 56-45. Really, that was maybe a closer game than what that score might indicate. I remember Jackson Cheney had an outstanding game that night from three and really vaulted himself into what he is now. But obviously, they kind of center around Cravens. But what stands out here and how have you seen the improvement for Ellsworth as you get ready for the second matchup?
Well, they're a team, that we've played quite a few times and it's been a battle every time. And obviously they go through Cravens, and yet their role guys have always been real aggressive against us. And they're playing really good defense right now. They've held a lot of teams in the 30s and low 40s and able to pick up quite a few wins for it. So it'll be a good game, homecoming, a lot going on. And hopefully we can have a big crowd and make it an exciting game.
Ryan Eilert, coach of the Beloit Trojan boys basketball team here in the locker room chats. Coach, thanks again for being with us, and good luck against Ellsworth and Chapman here in your next couple games.
All right, thank you.
Catch Chapman games on KD Country 94 and NCCastSports.com Beloit Trojan channel. Girls pregame at 5:50 on Thursday evening. And our Beloit Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit and Angel Square Incorporated in Beloit.
Angel Square Incorporated has been family-owned and operated since 1998. Founded by Jolene and Russell Carter and owned and operated by Eric and Jamie Widrick and Austin and Montine Carter, ASI provides services for adults with intellectual, developmental disabilities in a manner which promotes independence with the least amount of support necessary for satisfying the person's preferred lifestyle. ASI provides community home-based services to individuals and their families in Concordia, Beloit, and Salina. To learn more, call Angel Square at 785-243-2262. Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit is your one-stop destination for all your buying and selling needs. Whether you're a seasoned buyer or a first-time seller, they have you covered. Their expert team will guide you through the process, ensuring maximum exposure and top dollar for your asset. In the market to buy, their list of properties has something for everyone. But that's not all. Hanson Auction Realty specializes in estate sales, farm equipment, antiques, and more. Call Hanson Auction Realty 738-8932 or browse their website, HansonAuctionRealty.com, to see upcoming auctions and available properties. Our Wednesday night locker room chats continue with Osborne Bulldog girls and boys head basketball coach Jason Wilson. Don't forget to listen to the Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Lake and online, KDCountry94.com. The Bulldog Locker Room Chats can be heard every Wednesday evening on KD Country 94 and are proudly sponsored by Midway Co-op, Landmark Implement, and by Next Tech.
Hey, welcome back on our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94, where we have Jason Wilson with us, coach of the Osborne girls and boys basketball teams. Coach, two games actually since we talked last. You beat Lakeside on Friday 66-37 and beat Southern Cloud 66-22 in the girls' showdown. So take me back to the Lakeside game first as you pick up a win over the rival at home.
I think anytime you play someone in the league, especially at school that's, 12 miles from you, you got a exciting opportunity to get some excitement in the gym. It was pretty good atmosphere, fans from both sides. And overall, we did a lot of things that we wanted to do to execute at a high rate. Started out not bad with a nice little first quarter. You know, obviously, when you're able to shoot a high percentage from the floor, it makes life really easy for you. You know, Gracie had 33 points. Grace Williams had 12. Levy Reiner had 8, and then we had a couple in there that had anywhere from 6 to 2 to 1. So again, we shared the ball really well. Got some nice easy baskets. So when you're scoring easy baskets, it makes life a lot easier on the offensive end.
14-0 lead against Southern Cloud to start that one. Grace Williams led you with 22 points, actually. Gracie Runner had 18. Again, a consistent effort there for them. Just overall thoughts, a 66-22 win over Southern Cloud on Tuesday.
You know, the biggest thing going into that game was making sure we did the things that we needed to do to execute and come out with a victory and play team ball. We were able to get all 13 kids in the game, play lots of minutes. Saw a lot of kids score for us as well that night against Southern Cloud. But also it's things that we saw we got to continue to work on. We've got to take care of the basketball, got to continue to box out, make the easy baskets, make the easy free throws when we step up to the line, and then obviously just take care of the basketball. Well, had some unforced turnovers that we needed to clean up. But that's what today and tomorrow bring as we get ready to try to get ready for Friday.
Natoma on Friday, you welcome them in. They come in with a record of 3-8, 1-5 in the league. From what you know about them, what do you want to accomplish there Friday night?
Again, we want to come out and play the level of play we play, high-intensity defense, getting after it on the defensive end, continuing to strive for good possessions there that will allow us to get deflections and turnovers that can lead to easy runouts in transition. But again, it's the things that we got to work on. We got to box out. We got to communicate. We got to talk. And then we got to play sound help side defense as we continue to shift from our man to our zone looks. But then obviously once we get on the offensive end, we want to value the basketball and find the good shot and turn it into a great shot.
Jason Wilson, we're talking with the head coach of the Osborne girls and boys basketball teams. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll recap what's happened with the boys over the last week.
Midway Co-op is your full-service co-op with locations close to where you live. We offer bulk fuel and propane delivery, full-service fertilizer, crop nutrients, and protection. Plus, we clean and treat that seed. We have convenience, tires, batteries, oil changes, and 24/7 fueling centers. The Midway team is good at what they do. Go with Midway Co-op, your best way forward for town and country.
Midway's your best way forward. Midway Co-op's your best way forward.
See us today.
We all enjoy the thrill of victory on game day. Did you know that championship mentality can go beyond the field to your home? This is Mitch Holtis, voice of the Chiefs. If you're looking for a victory, the folks at Nextech have you covered with gig speed internet for just $69 a month. Now, new customers get the fastest home Wi-Fi, backed by the best customer service at an unbeatable price. Take your home's connection to a championship level today at next-tech.com.
It's the best time of the year to order a new John Deere self-propelled windrower from Landmark Implement during the early order program. Hay harvest is a race against time. Order a new John Deere self-propelled windrower to harvest your hay quickly and efficiently while promoting quick dry down for high quality hay. Now is the time to lock in the best price of the year. Contact your local Landmark location for full details on a new self-propelled windrower and experience the Landmark difference.
Welcome back on our Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. We're still with Jason Wilson, coach of the Osborne boys basketball team, is what we're talking about now. Coach, same with the girls. You pick up a couple wins since we talked last. It was a fight there against Lakeside. You did jump out early and didn't trail in the game, but they gave effort the whole time in a 59-50 win for your team, and then you beat Southern Cloud 55-19, getting out to a 23-0 lead. Lakeside first, how do you like that effort when Lakeside obviously was trying to make a comeback there and try to make it a game?
You know, they did. They made it a ball game. Saw multiple games on them on Huddle. And the crazy thing is I think they had a season high three-pointers made. They hit some shots early in the first quarter. Like you said, we jumped out on them. They had, I think, 4 or 5 threes in the first quarter. Ended up with 8 in the game. So, obviously, they, again, rival ball game, 12 miles down the road. They came ready to play. kind of we hit them in the mouth and they kind of responded. You know, I thought the one thing we did an exceptional job was, obviously, you know, Johnny Hamill goes off for 26. Dalton Garman had 15. But there's a lot of things that went unnoticed, like Nate Goheen and Doak Guttery playing in the post. You know, continued to do great things down there for us all season. Now, we did have a little bit of foul trouble at times that game. But, again, you know, continue to execute at a high rate and continue to get better is our goal. We just got to work on the little things. The one thing we've been stressing with the boys is we've got to be more patient at times when we get up in games. And not rush things. Make the good turn into great looks and great opportunities. And as that time comes, we'll continue to fine tune what we're doing on the boys' side.
Some quick thoughts on the Southern Cloud win. Dalton Garman knocks down a three right at the beginning and right off the tip, and that was really the way the night went for you. One of the things as a broadcaster that I liked watching the team during the game was when your JV kids got in that don't get a lot of varsity minutes, there was really a conscious effort to try to get them in the scorebook, and your team did a good job of playing together, right?
You know, and that's a testament to those six older kids that we have on our roster. I mean, they do a phenomenal job every day bringing those five young men around and being a part of the group and not making them feel like they don't belong, because they're extremely important to the process. You know, Dawson Clark turns around, gets his first varsity points last night. So, you know, and that shows his growth that he's continuing to do. Chaz Wagner hits a couple shots. And that's exciting, and you see it on the bench. They're excited when they score. Porter Choate got his first bucket in a varsity matchup, and then obviously you got Jackson Schweitzer and Chanceroni, who continue to battle. And again, it's just kids that are getting minutes, and they got a lot of minutes last night, which was nice. We got to sprinkle them in there with the varsity kids and get to run some good minutes with them. So it was good to see, and the interactions are always positive. And it's like I told my assistant coach, like top to bottom, 1 through 11, they're a cohesive group, and they're just a joy to be around.
Some quick thoughts on Natoma coming up Friday. They're 1 and 11, so obviously it's been a struggle for them here this season.
Again, you know, it seems like anytime, whether it's a team that's struggling or not, they're going to try to give you their best effort, and that's all we can ask for is someone that's going to come in, be ready to play, and get after it. You know, whether it's 32 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, we're going to go out and play a full ball game and get after it and have fun with it. You know, that all we can do is work on what we do offensively, defensively, and focus on those areas.
Jason Wilson, coach of the Osborne Bulldogs, here on the Locker Room Chat. Coach, thank you again for the time here this week. Good luck against Natoma Friday night.
Thank you, sir.
Our Osborne Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Midway Co-op, Nextech, and Landmark Implement.
Ready to upgrade your combine with new technology to make your harvest more efficient, meaning more money in your pocket? The team at Landmark Implement is here to help find the right combine for harvest. Plus, when you purchase a pre-owned combine from Landmark, you are backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network, along with mobile techs and parts drop-off points to keep you up and running, reducing downtime. View inventory online at landmarkimp.com or stop by your local Landmark to experience the Landmark difference.
Champions know that success starts with hard work and support from the right team. My friends at Nextech are proud to be a part of that team. Whether you need technology at home, at work, or in the field. From reliable fiber internet and TV now for your home to time-saving IT and security solutions for your business, Nextech is ready to help you win. Visit next-tech.com today to learn how to make Nextech part of your championship team.
The more you know, the better it goes with your land's productivity. Just say the word, farmers, and one of our agronomy specialists will test the pH, organic matter, and moisture in each zone of your field. Soil testing and tissue sampling provide profitable knowledge. Give us a call. Don't put it off. We present, you decide, the choice is yours. Call 785-346-5451 today.
Midway's your best way forward. Midway Co-op's your best way forward.
Make that call today.
We continue our Locker Room Chats with the Smith Center Redmond and head coaches Nick Lynn and Alex Hobelman. The Smith Center Redmond Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement and by Nextech.
And again, welcome back on our Locker Room Chats. We're talking now with Nick Lynn, the head coach of the Smith Center Lady Red basketball team. Coach, three wins since we talked last. You finished off last week with wins over Republic County and Phillipsburg, and then handed Hoxie their first loss of the season on Tuesday. Let's recap those two games at the end of last week. You beat Republic County 55-24 and Phillipsburg a win 46-25. That was the third time you'd played Phillipsburg this season. How do you feel about the way the girls finished out last week with two wins?
I was really happy with our effort and our approach to those games. I mean, I look at Republic County, and on game film, they do a lot of good things. They've been through a gauntlet of tough games, you know, with Valley Heights and Beloit and Southeast Saline and Minneapolis, and it's just one tough one after another, and that made them better. You know, I thought they were very, very, very physical. You know, it was a whole different kind of game for us, not a whole lot of flow, and that made us, you know, very much shoot from the perimeter and with their zone defense, and that's the issue we're seeing now. We're seeing a lot of zones, you know, and Phillipsburg came in on Friday and did the same thing, you know, in terms of running a lot of zone stuff and forcing us to shoot perimeter shots and make some threes, and we probably do better as a team with our man offenses, to be honest, so I thought both of those games that we had good approaches. I thought we worked hard and we didn't look at each game as a game that we should win. We looked at the game as we better play well to win. So it was good for us.
Hoxie on Tuesday, just talking with you off air, it sounds like they were missing a key player, and they actually got out to an early lead on you, but you're able to turn that into a 13-point win, 63-50, and hand them their first loss. How do you feel about the effort there? And obviously that's a big win for the program as you're moving forward and getting ready for the final month of the season.
Well, they're good. You know, there's just no way around that. They're very athletic. Probably the most athletic team we're going to see this year, to be honest. And Emily Boehner is one of their best players, and she's in a boot. And it kind of, I don't want to say it fired us up, but I know it gave our kids some extra motivation to fight, work hard. And I thought, I don't know that we had a slow start. Their athleticism got to us early, and we were trapping. We were kind of effective in our half-court trap, but they were getting some open shots out of that, and it kind of hurt us in some threes. So we switched over at the quarter and went man the last three quarters, and I thought it was very effective. And we pretty much owned the second and third quarters doing that. And kids worked really, really hard. You know, they were very happy with the effort, and so were the coaching staff. And we can build on that, hopefully, and get a few more good games in the league coming up.
TMP coming up. You get a haze on Friday. What do the Lady Monarchs look like this year, and what concerns do you have about that matchup?
They're up and down. You know, I think they're playing better lately. They got a big win last night at Trigo, and it's just, you know, depending on which game you look at, you know, I think they had 9 or 10 threes against Hoxie when they played them, when Hoxie was full strength, and they got a couple of really good players, you know, so we have to start with their good players and then defense them, and then hopefully go from there, and I think it'll be fine.
Nick Lynn, coach of the Smith Center Lady Red, here on the Locker Room Chats. Thanks again for the time this week, coach, and best of luck out of Hayes on Friday.
You bet. Thank you.
Ready to upgrade your combine with new technology to make your harvest more efficient, meaning more money in your pocket? The team at Landmark Implement is here to help find the right combine for harvest. Plus, when you purchase a pre-owned combine from Landmark, you are backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network, along with mobile techs and parts drop-off points to keep you up and running, reducing downtime. View inventory online at landmarkimp.com or stop by your local Landmark to experience the Landmark difference.
Champions know that success starts with hard work and support from the right team. My friends at Nextech are proud to be a part of that team, whether you need technology at home, at work, or in the field. From reliable fiber internet and TV Now for your home to time-saving IT and security solutions for your business, Nextech is ready to help you win. Visit next-tech.com today to learn how to make Nextech part of your championship team.
Welcome back in our Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. We're now with Alex Hobelman, head coach of the Smith Center Redmond. Coach, a different interview this week as we're chatting with you now after a three-game winning streak, really turning a corner with the group. You beat Republic County on Thursday, 53-35, and bounced back with a real nice win over Phillipsburg, who had just won the Mid-Continent League Tournament, 47-41. And then Hoxie, a team that you lost a nail-biter to at the tournament in one of the consolation games on Tuesday. You beat 56-42. So a great stretch here. Let's start it with Republic County. What do you see there on Thursday that stood out?
Yeah, what stood out to me was it was a total team effort, in my opinion. We had 10 different guys score throughout the game. It was a very balanced attack. One thing that also kind of stood out to me negatively is we didn't take care of the ball great that game. We did turn the ball over a little bit more than I would have liked. But again, they got the job done when they needed to, so I was happy to get a win there. Then Phillipsburg, the next night, you know, you don't get to have a lot of back-to-backs in high school ball, but that's kind of the way it went, having that Republic County game being rescheduled on a Thursday. But so I wasn't sure how we were going to come out on the second day of a back-to-back. But Phillipsburg, you know, they're a good team. They just won the league tournament. But we kind of changed our strategy a little bit. We played more zone. We packed it in a little bit more. We kind of exposed their lack of outside shooting, and that really benefited us at the end of the game. And that was, I'm not going to lie, that was a fun game. That was a pretty intense game, and the gym got pretty loud there. So happy to get a win there.
Then a real nice bounce back again against Toxie, and you keep your winning streak alive.
Yeah. Last night we played pretty well, I would say. Hoxie was missing. They weren't at full strength. They were missing a few kids. But we got off to a good start. We put up 30 points in the first half, and then we didn't really finish the game well, in my opinion. We kind of coasted a little bit. But again, it was an ugly win, but a win's a win with this group right now. And, you know, you can call it a streak now of three games. Mm-hmm. And it's been a while since we've had a three-game winning streak. So I'm happy to see these kids start to win and start to figure it out and close out those close ones.
You have a chance to continue it with TMP coming up on the road on your next game Friday. And I know that you can compete with TMP. They beat you 52-49 in the feather bracket game in the Mid-Continent League tournament. What do you want to do here in this rematch?
TMP is a tough place to play, but I think we're playing with a little bit more confidence now. We know that we can get the job done, and I think we're also playing a little bit more together. I think the team has come together. I think the seniors are really starting to take a little bit more ownership and leadership of the team, and I think we're starting to click at the right time here coming toward the end of the season. And toward a sub-state, and you know, our sub-state's pretty wide open. It's all eight teams are league schools, MCL schools, so I think it's a pretty wide open sub-state, and we just got to keep going one day at a time, and hopefully we'll be playing our best basketball at the end of the year.
Alex Hobelman, coach of the Smith Center Redmond, here in the locker room chat. Coach, again, thanks for the time, and then good luck at Hayes on Friday.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you.
Our Smith Center Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement and NextEd.
We all enjoy the thrill of victory on game day. Did you know that championship mentality can go beyond the field to your home? This is Mitch Holtis, voice of the Chiefs. If you're looking for a victory, the folks at NextTech have you covered with gig speed internet for just $69 a month. Now, new customers get the fastest home Wi-Fi, backed by the best customer service at an unbeatable price. Take your home's connection to a championship level today at next-tech.com.
It's the best time of the year to order a new John Deere self-propelled windrower from Landmark Implement during the early order program. Hay harvest is a race against time. Order a new John Deere self-propelled windrower to harvest your hay quickly and efficiently while promoting quick dry down for high quality hay. Now is the time to lock in the best price of the year. Contact your local Landmark location for full details on a new self-propelled windrower and experience the Landmark difference. We conclude our Wednesday locker room chats with the Thunder Ridge Longhorn head coaches Darren Grauerholtz and Devon Branch. The Thunder Ridge locker room chats are brought to you by Insurance Smart, Melissa Westbrook agent, Goheen and Slavic CPAs LLC, and by Nextech.
And welcome back on our locker room chats on Katy Country 94. Darren Grauerholtz joining us now, the head coach of the Thunder Ridge girls basketball team. Two games since we talked last, coach. Friday, you beat Southern Cloud in Glasgow 55-15. A turnaround to play St. John's Tipton Tuesday. And the opposite end of the spectrum there, you lose 78-46. Take me back to Friday first, picking up a 40-point road win there at Glasgow. What stood out the most in that win?
Well, I don't know if I could really say anything stood out that was real positive. I mean, we played good enough to get that win. You know, of course, they're down a little bit there at Southern Cloud. So defensively, we just needed to fix a few things, and that kind of showed up last night. So sometimes when you play a team like that, you get in some bad habits, and that's kind of what took place.
Again, last night you fall to St. John's Tipton 78-46. Clearly, they have a solid group and a team that's had success, and obviously the record's not indicative of who they are, but what went wrong, I guess, as you mentioned, a little bit defensively, but what were some of the things that you take away from that one?
Yeah, you know, and we need to play some more of these St. John's teams just to get us prepared for the postseason. They're a real nice squad. You know, they beat us up and down the court. Defensively, we had to make a few adjustments. We were down 13-1 there. Finally, we got some things going, and I think we got it within, I think it was 27-28 at one time there in the second quarter, you know. So we're putting a lot of points on the board, but I always thought we needed to be better defensively, you know, to hold them back. So then Cameron, she picks up her third foul there in the second quarter. We have to set her for the last probably a little over 2 minutes, I think, there. And they got 11-point lead there in half. So I really felt good going into halftime with where we were at. And then we were very flat coming out in the third quarter. We can't do that. We've got to be able to play four quarters, and we haven't done that this year yet, I don't feel like. So we just need to keep building on that. But like I say, St. John's a solid club.
You go down to Sylvan Grove coming up on Friday against the Lady Mustangs of Sylvan Lucas. They come in at 9-3. They're 6-0 in the league. They run, obviously, through Maggie Labrador so far this year, but they do have a solid group, and it doesn't matter who their coach is, does it? They're going to have a solid defensive identity, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and like I said, we need to play these teams. So looking forward to it, and I'm hoping to at least be able to split because we're going to have them next week as well. So. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping to sneak one of these wins out of this one if we can't get both of them. So it's going to be a real big challenge for us. A couple days to fix it, so hopefully we can get that done.
Darren Garholtz, coach of the Thunder Ridge girls basketball team, here on our Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again this week for being with us. Good luck down at Sylvan on Friday.
Thank you, Dusty.
Insurance Smart supports the youth of the area in all their academic and athletic endeavors. Insurance Smart is locally owned and operated and here to help you understand your insurance needs. With 5 locations to serve you, stop in and let us help you make the most of your auto, home, business, farm, crop, life, Medicare supplement, or long-term care insurance needs. Maximize your premium dollars to get the best coverage. Let one of our agents help you be sure that you are covered for all the perils life can throw at you. See Darren McDowell, Tiffany Ritzke, Kim Campbell, Melissa Westbrook, and Ethan Coleman today at Phillipsburg, Kensington, Smith Center, Lucas, and Luray. To start saving today.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen & Slavik CPAs LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen & Slavik Certified Public Accountants today in Downs at 454-9977. Goheen & Slavik CPAs, here to help with all of your accounting needs.
Champions know that success starts with hard work and support from the right team. My friends at Nextech are proud to be a part of that team, whether you need technology at home, at work, or in the field. From reliable fiber internet and TV Now for your home to time-saving IT and security solutions for your business, Nextech is ready to help you win. Visit next-tech.com today to learn how to make Nextech part of your championship team.
Back on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com. Devon Branch joining us now, coach of the Thunder Ridge boys basketball team. 2 games since we talked last, coach, kind of different ends of the spectrum. You beat Southern Cloud in Glasgow 64-33 Friday. Lost to St. John's Tipton 71-34 at home on Tuesday. Just going back to that game at Glasgow on Friday, I know that you wanted to see some different things from your team and get out to a good start, and that's what happened. What stood out the most Friday night?
I think our defense stood out the most for it. We was having fun on defense, and luckily shots were just falling for us. Our shooter, Connor Wagonbuzz, he's been in a little slump. He started off the game with 4 threes right off the bat, and that just rotated to everybody else and diving on the floor for loose balls. I think that game we played almost a complete game of the right way. So that's what I like away from that one.
St. John's Tipton, obviously, that's a team that's very athletic, and they can, you know, size and, you know, speed and quickness, and can create a lot of matchup problems. You fall 71-34 there. What were some of the things maybe that you saw in that one from the team?
That one just stuck it to us, you know. They got a team full of juniors and sophomores that know the game, and my guys are still trying to get there, learn how to play hard, move without the ball. That was a very well-coached team that we played last night, and I just like how my guys fought and never gave up, never held their heads. They fought to the end, and that's what I like the most. We need to work on our ball handling a little bit more and moving the ball on the press break. We still never pick our heads up and try to see the middle of the floor, trying to throw overhead passes over two guys instead of faking it to make it. But that's what happens when you have a team full of freshmen that's learning the game. So. Mm-hmm.
So when Luke is coming up next for you on Friday, as the Mustangs, they're starting to find themselves a little bit here too. They're 7-5 and undefeated in league play. Those you kind of go into this matchup with Sylvan Lucas coming up on Friday. When you go down to their place, what do you want to see and what do you expect to see from their team?
Their team, they're well coached too. They got an upper class team. They understand where everybody wants the ball. They're not too big, but they play hard. They play big. So I'm just looking forward to my guys getting out there and give me all they got. Understanding our plays and running our offense right instead of rushing. We've been rushing a lot lately, and that's what gets us in trouble. We need to have some patience. When teams playing man-to-man defense on us, we lose our mind.
Devon Branch, head coach of the Thunder Ridge boys basketball team here in the locker room. Chats, Coach, thanks again for the time this week, and good luck down at Sylvan on Friday night.
Thank you.
Our Thunder Ridge Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Insurance Smart, Melissa Westbrook Agent, Goheen and Slavic CPAs LLC, and Nextech.
We all enjoy the thrill of victory on game day. Did you know that championship mentality can go beyond the field to your home? This is Mitch Holtis, voice of the Chiefs. If you're looking for a victory, the folks at Nextech have you covered with gig speed internet for just $69 a month. Now, new customers get the fastest home Wi-Fi, backed by the best customer service at an unbeatable price. Take your home's connection to a championship level today at next-tech.com.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen and Slavic CPAs LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll,
Insurance Smart supports
bill
the youth of the area
and
all their academic
Contact
and athletic
Goheen
endeavors.
Slavic,
Insurance Smart is locally owned and operated,
and
here to help you understand your insurance needs. With five locations to serve
Goheen
you, stop
Slavic
in and let us
CPAs.
Help you make the most
here
of your auto, home,
your
business, farm, crop,
needs.
Life, Medicare supplement, or long-term care insurance needs. Maximize your premium dollars to get the best coverage. Let one of our agents help you be sure that you are covered for all the perils life can throw at you. See Darren McDowell, Tiffany Ritzky, Kim Campbell, Melissa Westbrook, and Ethan Coleman today at Phillipsburg, Kensington, Smith Center, Lucas, and Luray to start saving today. Thanks for tuning in to the Wednesday Night Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Tune in again next Wednesday to hear more from the basketball coaches at Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Thunder Ridge. We invite you to listen again tomorrow night at 5:15 as we'll get the latest basketball news from the head coaches of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Lakeside Knights, and the Rock Hills Grizzlies.